right, welcome. You are listening to a Patreon exclusive episode of the Uncut Gems podcast, a weekly show where we talk about movies that no one else wants to talk about. And today, we're making a special entry, our third entry into our Catherine Bigelow marathon. This is a project that we're working on this year for the entirety of 2024. We're going to be talking about one of Catherine Bigelow's films each month. We're going to go through them one by one. But first off, my name's Randy.
And my name's Jakob.
All right. Further, we're not alone. Would like to invite our good friend into the room. He's back, the one and only Jack Luke Sharp. How are you doing, Jack?
Hello. I thought I had deja vu for a second. Again, then. That's very strange. But no, I'm really happy to be back. I did miss your Near Dark episode, which I think is a really interesting one in Catherine Bigelow's filmography. I'm glad you both sort of liked it as well. It's a very different feel to what we spoke about, but to talk about Blue Steel is going to be a really good talk. But again, thank you very much for having me on to look at these filmmakers in the context of when the films were released. It's always really interesting to see a filmmaker grow, and I can't wait to have a really good discussion with just two brilliant people. So thank you very much for inviting me.
You're always welcome, sir.
I had to put muster on there, Jakob. Sorry.
I had to. Sorry. It's a compulsion. And like some people have Tourette's when they're just like,
fuck.
I just have 11 clips.
Just an itchy finger on the soundboard.
I have 11 clips.
11.
And sometimes I'll just, you know, like mix and match them. I'll just like quickly just like upload another one because, you know, you gotta. Anyway.
Okay, it is March 2024. As I mentioned, we're here for Bigelow. We'll get to that in just a second to see whether or not Blue Steel is one of our bigs or one of our lows. But before we get into that, a big shout out to all of those who are listening who support us on Patreon. This is not a big show. We're very niche. We realize that we do this so that we can get together and chat about film and maybe grow our own understanding of the film industry or dive into the work of a film artist. That's what we're here for. We're sort of nerdy. We realize that. But some of you out there not only support us with your listens and your word of mouth, like for instance, I know the Colonel Gray High School, they have a film club and they talk about us a little bit. So, and they're in Charlottetown PEI. So thank you, Joey, for that. But you know what? Some of you out there, for some reason, you support us with your hard-earned cash. And that is so kind. It helps us pay the bills, yes, but you know what? It's also a huge validation to what we're doing. It seriously means the world to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I just thought, I have like, in the voice of William Friedkin, the people who made this piece of shit happen are in this room with us in spirit.
Yes.
Can I also just second that as well? Because I'm just slightly alarmed that thousands of miles away, there's a group of people in a film school listening to the three of us, slightly concerned with Jakob being the next like Paul Atreides type figure.
Well, this is
an Al Ghaib is where I am. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a good guy, Joey. He's been on the show. He was on the show talking about Heat with us. So he's a big man, and he's teaching his kids properly. So anyway,
he's a fan of
man. Right.
He's a big fan of man. So anyway, shout out to Joey and Colonel Gray.
Fan of man.
Awesome. Okay. Reminder.
I see a woman's ass.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Kids are listening.
Hi, kids.
Something comes out of me.
Okay. Reminder on our main show.
Right.
Over there.
It's good people don't see it.
Over there at our main show. It's spring clinging month. We're talking about obsessed fans. So 2 weeks ago, we released our tie-in here on Patreon to that theme. And we talked about Misery. That was a fantastic conversation. Earlier this month, we stopped off at our Spike Lee project. So we're doing his major joints here on Patreon, his minor joints on the main show. So here on Patreon a few weeks ago, we were talking about Do the Right Thing. And just for what it's worth, we began March talking about Mo Better Blues over on the main show. Next week, I guess, by the way, because we are rounding out March and we're just about to start into April, we've got another major joint coming. That'll be Jungle Fever. Watch for that. If you're listening to us on the main show feed, this is just a preview. So just a reminder that to listen to the whole episode, because this will just be 15 minutes worth, you'll have to head on over to patreon.com/uncutgemspod or get the Patreon app and search for the creator Uncut Gems Pod. If you do that, you will find some 80 episodes or more there, plus our commitment to release 3 new episodes per month every month. You will find amongst the archives a David Lynch marathon, a complete John Cassavetes marathon, Steven Soderbergh's biggest films, because those are projects that we worked on. So have a good time. Lots of stuff for you to check out.
And also, this is a new thing. If you can also join in a special, so if, let's just call it an entry tier. So if you join for only $1 a month, then you'll get the main show episodes a day early. And there will be, let's just say, trimmed off of the marketing up front. So there will be just like, hi, we're Andy and Jakub and whoever joins us today. And then we're straight into the business. And you'll get it. I'll probably have to redo some of the sort of scheduling on Patreon. Maybe Wednesdays will become Tuesdays. I don't know. So they will be just spread apart. I have no idea. But it will just get it a little bit ahead of time and it will be slightly streamlined. So there's that. $1 a month. That'll get you there. But $3 a month gets you everything. How about that?
This year, we're looking at the career of Kathryn Bigelow, as I mentioned. So let's get going with that. We've got a special episode today. We're talking about her third film. Let's talk about her 1990 release, Blue Steel.
So you're Tracy's friend, huh?
Yeah, I've known her since I was a kid.
Tracy has nice friends.
Thank you. How do you know her?
I'm their CPA.
No way.
Yeah.
You don't look like a CPA. Well, she has nice CPAs.
Thank you. So what do you do?
I'm a cop.
Come on.
Really?
Jenny, get off of there. Hiya. Jenny!
Are you okay?
Yeah, sure. Why?
You look bad. You look like you just ate something bad.
A cop, huh?
I look right here!
You wear a gun?
Yeah.
You're not on duty, though.
No.
Can I ask you a question, just, you know, civilian to civilian?
Sure.
You're a good-looking woman. I mean, beautiful, in fact. Why would you want to become a cop?
I like to slam people's heads up against walls.
Blue Steel was a 1990 release. It was directed by Kathryn Bigelow and co-written by Bigelow and Eric Red, who is, I'll say, a colleague of hers, co-writer of hers. I'll mention that because he was co-writer of Near Dark. Eric Red also wrote The Hitcher and Body Parts and Bad Moon. So he was doing films in action and horror around the 80s and 90s. So he's co-writer on this, second time that we've seen him do this with Kathryn Bigelow. The film was produced, this is sort of interesting to me, by Edward Pressman and Oliver Stone. And maybe we'll get into that. Sort of an interesting name to show up in the credits here. Film stars Jamie Lee Curtis, Ron Silver, Clancy Brown, Louise Fletcher, Elizabeth Pena, and Philip Bosco. There are a couple smaller, almost blink and you miss them appearances from the great Richard Jenkins, Tom Sizemore, and Kevin Dunn. So they're here as well. Sort of a fun cast. Just finding my nose here. Okay.
Brain fart.
Totally. Blue Steel is...
Oh, God. It started already.
checking in with ChatGPT here. Blue Steel is an action thriller that follows Megan Turner, that's Jamie Lee Curtis, a rookie New York City police officer who becomes embroiled in a dangerous game of cat and mouse with a psychopathic stockbroker. This guy is Eugene Hunt, played by Ron Silver. After Megan shoots and kills an armed robber in self-defense, the bad guy's weapon is stolen by Hunt, who's basically a passerby at this scene, and he becomes infatuated with Jamie Lee Curtis's character. So in a way, it ties into her spring clinging theme. And Hunt asserts himself into Megan's life. They start dating, but after hours, he becomes a serial killer. At work, Megan investigates a series of murders connected to Hunt, and eventually she finds herself the target of his violence, leading to a high-stakes confrontation that tests her courage and determination. Boom. Thank you, ChatGPT. Behind the scenes, I don't have a lot of production notes or background story on this. It's a production that just
almost like, well, are we gonna have to talk about the movie itself? Holy shit. I know. What are we gonna do?
Hardly any distraction. So this already we're making this a lean episode.
I got this. I can spin this into a number of directions. Don't worry. I gotcha.
Perfect. Okay. Because there's not a lot. As I mentioned, Eric Red reteamed with Catherine Bigelow on this script. They worked together writing Near Dark, which was 3 years before Blue Steel. According to Eric Red, Blue Steel is mostly a female version of his own film, The Hitcher. I haven't seen in a while. It seems a bit of a reach, but anyway, that's from the man himself, Eric Red. I mentioned Oliver Stone and Edward Pressman. They jumped on as producers. I find this peculiar. I'm not really sure why. And that this too is basically the first film that wasn't his own that Stone signed on to produce. So that's sort of an interesting piece to me. Jeff Kober and Wilhelm von Homburg. And he is
Vigo.
Thank you.
Skirt of the Carpathia.
That's him, the villain in Ghostbusters 2. They were considered to play the role of Eugene Hunt. But Eric Reds was the guy who suggested you should get Ron Silver. So they did get Ron Silver. Vestron Pictures, who financed and sort of started the production on this, they were going through financial issues. So at some point, the production was sold. I forget to whom, but at any rate, Vestron Pictures wasn't able to market it.
And produce. Just about as much research as I do.
Well, I tried. You know, it's lean. I'm looking for news articles and, you know, just clicking on the links on Wikipedia are a dead end. So anyway, because in part, Vestron Pictures' financial struggles, this film didn't get a whole lot of marketing support. Furthermore, I don't know how big a production this was. I have no idea what the size of the budget was. Couldn't find it anywhere. I'm guessing it'd be somewhere in the 10, 15 million range, but that's just me guessing. It was released at Sundance in 1990. That's where it had its premiere. It was released to the box office in North America, at least, in March 1990. It opened in like fifth place, I want to say. It only made $2.8 million in its opening weekend, and it made less than $10 million altogether. It's a little bit of a dead space for film releases, but it was also well behind Joe versus the Volcano and The Hunt for Red October. Those were sort of the big films at the time. Generally speaking, Blue Steel was well received. Ebert liked it. He said, Blue Steel is a sophisticated update of Halloween, the movie that first made Jamie Lee Curtis a star. What makes it more interesting than yet another sequel to Halloween is the way the filmmakers have fleshed out the formula with intriguing characters and a few angry ideas. Audiences were decidedly meh, but mostly Blue Steel didn't ruffle any feathers, but it didn't really dazzle anyone either. And that's what brings Blue Steel to us. That and the fact we're covering all of Catherine Bigelow's films this year. So,
if you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.